Look, I think Yambia has got a lot of the ingredients that we need to be able to progress forward. A very, very supportive governor and local administration, religious leaders that are on side, business community that wants to get ahead. The problem is we've got insecurity, and we need to be building resilience amongst the people there so they're not dependent on humanitarian aid. But that resilience needs to go hand in hand with stability, which we can help provide through our peacekeepers, but also reconciliation, so the various groups that might be fighting against each other reconcile things. Those three things, resilience, stability, reconciliation, go together to make a much more robust way of going forward.
What can the UN do in terms of supporting that development?
Well, first of all, a lot of the work that we're doing on resilience is about supporting vocational training centres, for example, for young boys that have been demobilised so that they've got productive things to do. But also there's a number of the groups there that need to be brought together. We need to reconcile. That's something that we do a lot of across South Sudan. Often not seen, it just works. And then thirdly, we're reinforcing our peacekeeping presence in Yambio, doubling the size of it so we can do more patrolling, get out to areas and provide that security.
So the time is ripe really, isn't it? Although we've had some increase in security recently. Why do you think Yambio is doing so well in terms of having a prolonged period of calm?
It's doing well because it's got the right vision and attitude from the leadership in Yambio, the governor, his team, his ministers there. It's got very supportive church group and religious leaders who have got in behind it. They've reached out to these young boys that are creating the problems and been able to bring them in as well. And we've been able to be there and support them. We've taken them to meet these boys in our armoured personnel carriers so that they were safe when they got out of the car, they were able to talk to them. We've provided the vocational training centres. We've been able to be out on the streets with our peacekeepers. So the things together makes a big difference.
And it could be replicated across the country if it works in Yambio?
Oh, very much. What we want to try and do is look at areas in which we can provide a much more strategic input so that we can do the reconciliation between the communities, so that we can do the stability through our peacekeepers, and thirdly that we can do the resilience, the sort of the helping people help themselves, giving them the tools, the seeds, the training in order to be able to get ahead.